Continuing in the morale here, so we're up to Manashtana. So the morale says that Yesh Makshim, two questions. Says, first of all, if there's a question of Manashtana, so where was the answer? Sorry. I don't even. So where was the answer to the Manishtanos? The question is, why is it different? So how do we answer the question? So he says, there are those who want to say that we answer it by saying, Pesach al-Shumah, Matzah al-Shumah, Mor al-Shumah. It's not really such a good answer, but okay, that's the... And then we start with Avad Mayim, we just start saying the story of Tzias Mitzrayim. But he said, no, I don't think that's Pshat. He says that the questions of Manishtana are pointing out certain things that we do about the mitzvah sayoim. Why do we dis? Why do we lean? Why do we eat matzah? And why do we eat mar? Zokta mara. We know the answers to all those questions. Those questions are not bomb questions. Why do you eat mar? It was hard for the Jews in Mitzrayim. Why do you eat matzah? They left quickly. Why do you lean? To show that we left. These are not earth-shattering shakvatari over here. So the question Manishtana is not what is the significance of these actions, because we know the significance of the actions. So Akhtar, very interesting. He says, Pshat is I know the significance of eating matzahs to symbolize freedom, and I know the significance of Zavar is to remember the bad times. I know all that. The question is, but why am I doing this? Which cheres and which geula am I symbolizing? Because I know that the symbolism is freedom. Oh yeah, why do you lean? To show that you're free. I get that. The question is, why do I care? Or what am I symbolizing? When did we... Which freedom are we referring to? That's the question. I don't feel like anything just,
Meaning, because we're still on golf, that's it.
whatever it is, meaning nothing happened to me right now. I'm still who I am. I'm nothing changed. So the answer is that Mitzrayim. And the point is, the way the Maharal goes, the Shitasoi, is in the Nakuda of Yitzias, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the Hakaras HaTov. The gratitude. And therefore, when you start saying the story, what you're supposed to be reminding yourself is of the fact that it is relevant to you. That's the point.
In our lives,
Huh?
in our personal life.
As a personal, personally, as a nation, but there's a personal and a national meaning to this Golos and Geula. And we have to recognize it and thank Hashem for it. Now, every year, as if it's happening now. And that's really the purpose. So the Shaka is we're doing symbolisms of Tcheres, we're doing symbolisms of Mar. But why? Because I'll tell you, because I've had the and if he wouldn't have taken us out, we would still be there, meaning the fact that he took us out affects us also. And therefore, the freedom that our forefathers received is not just their freedom, it's our freedom. And therefore, we once a year act as though we're being taken out in order to remember that the Yetzirah of time is nogea to us. That's the question, that's the answer. It's a new pshat. Really not hearing it? It's a nekuda. It's not so much what is the significance of matzah. That's not the question. Hey, why do we eat mar? I know why we eat mar, because it's bitter in Mitzrayim. The question is, we're going to do symbolisms of mar. We're going to do symbolisms of our work. Symbolisms to our freedom. We're going to do symbolisms that we're free. But why? Nothing changed. Nothing. We never went free, and we were never slaves. So what are we doing? The answer is no. We have to remember and have the personal like HaKaras HaTov that if we would not have had, we said this one time, it would still have affected us as well. And therefore, we need to do things.
So his question is, what's shaykhus to me, really?
Yeah.
The answer is no, because if it wasn't just time, you'd still be there,
Right.
and therefore you have to experience it now.
Right. That's the answer. That's the question. The question is, what's the shaykhus to me? And on that, the answer is no, because if not for you, you would do it. Now, you would still be there. Now, Derech Agav, you see from here, which the Maharal points out, if that's the answer, if that's the question, we have to think carefully about the answer. If the question is, what does the story have to do with me? He didn't really answer, so say the story. So say the story. Why are you acting out all of these things? Why are you eating matzah, eating mar? If the point is, remember the story, so remember the story. So Maral says a very, very fascinating yesod over here. His lashon is, his answer is because here Hamitzvahs heim kamasulam lalzven el hayadiyah hashlema lakach yeshloi lahaskel min hamorgash manishtana. A yediyah goes min hamorgash al hamuskal. That's the lashon. The way you become connected to an idea does not start off with an intellectual understanding. And the intellectual pursuit is not enough to give a person a connection to an idea. In order to be connected to the idea, it needs to go min hamuskal al hamorgash. Min hamorgash al hamuskal. It has to go more morgash as the physical side, the emotional side. Has to affect a person, and then he can study it, and then he can understand it, then he can know it. It's better to know something intellectually only. So imagine you're a doctor. Why do they want you to do live experiences on, what are they called?
Cadavers.
Yeah.
Cadavers.
Yeah. Just look, study it from the book. That's just because you need the experience to create the full knowledge. Right? So knowledge cannot just come from an intellectual place. Knowledge has to come min hamorgash el hamuskal. Has to come from more of a physical place where you feel it, where you experience it, then you can understand it and then you can connect to it.
That's a great analogy. What a great analogy. That's book
That's
worthy.
good. Where it's going
Yeah,
in? That's on the list.
that's definitely book worthy,
So
connecting it to the cadaver and the
yeah,
experience.
right. So he says that's the idea. So the question is, why do I care? The answer is it affects you. But how did that really answer the question? Why are we doing mitzvahs? Why are we doing Pesach matzah? Why? The answer is because Hashem really wants you to understand it. So therefore, eat marer, experience a little mariris. Now go, okay, now up to the cheres part. Eat the matzah, experience. So in order, the mitzvahs that we do on the Seder are all connected to the ideas that we're supposed to be internalizing in the Seder. Not two separate things. Not like on the list, there's a mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of mar, there's mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. No. All the mitzvahs there are to experience the sipur yetzias mitzrayim so that eventually so that the sipur yetzias mitzrayim will become more internalized within us. It's a massive idea. That's the Maharal saying. So that's the shachlataria. The question is,
What's Shaklataria?
that's the question and the answer.
Oh,
The
wow.
question of Manashtana is not, hey, what's the significance of matzah? Everyone knows what's the significance of matzah. Matzah equals freedom. We know that. Hey, what's the significance of mar? What do you think mar is? It's bitter. It's supposed to remind you of something bitter. What's the significance of leaning? Because you're free.
Brings up was able to meet us there for the experience ourselves, the part of that.
Well, it sounds like a simple, like a weird
Yeah.
cut, like a more a weird concept.
It's
Okay,
the
thanks.
collection of Haggadah philosophy, more than I know. But we're accomplishing something. Like you have a chiyuv to do it. That's you're making a more like the Nefesh HaChaim will explain.
This along the same lines, like
I'm reading the Losh,
or
is
like the chinuch, like that you're supposed to do.
it? Yeah, ki yidia hi niknas min hamorgash. So therefore, the manishtana is asking not just what's the significance of the mitzvahs. I know what the mitzvahs represent, but why am I doing them now? The answer is because we want you to know about Yitzhak and. And therefore, in order for the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim to really be internalized, we want you to do the mitzvahs, which are going to help make it experiential. You're right. It sounds a little contemporary, but that's what he says.
I make a Yom Suf experience in my backyard every year. Ask Rabbi Medrash about it. I have smoke machines and strobe lights, and I have these streams of water that go into my pool that are like arches, and the kids really love it. It all is on a timer on Yom Tov night. So at we know at a certain time is when we have to take the kids to. We have a big curtain that has the Yom Suf on it. And so that's where we crack it open and the kids go out into that experience. Yeah.
It's cool.
So we do it one night on a timer, oh, two nights on a timer, and then one night up for the public. So if you guys want to bring your kids to the Yom Suf experience, you're welcome.
Yeah, no, there is a way of there is a that is a way of understanding it and learning it. I think I'm explaining what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's the way he's learning it on the bottom here also. Yeah. A mitzvah's heimuskolis. Heimugra. Yeah.
Just
That's just that
some physical action, not only intellect.
right.
That's
It
what I'm
has to
saying.
become Morgash. It has to become that there's a physical right.
So at Murgash, it's more than just
Emotional.
emotional systems, like
Yeah.
to actually do something. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I like that. I really like that, like the Daver
Yeah,
mushroom.
because otherwise, you can just learn it from a book or learn it from an idea.
That's great.
But you can't learn without spoke experience. The next question becomes, why do we have to have a question and answer form? What's the deal with the question and answer form that we'll learn with Sishim Sunday?
Thank you very much.
Good.
A great week of learning.
Yes. Shem, it's good.
Any